With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A Milwaukee judge arrested, accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities.
The FBI on Friday arrested Judge Hannah Dugan. She's accused of escorting a man and his attorney out of her courtroom through the jury door last week after learning that the immigration authorities were seeking his arrest. The man, Eduardo Flores Ruiz, an illegal alien, was taken into custody outside the courthouse after agents chased him on foot. Critics say this is escalating a clash between the Trump administration and local authorities over the president's sweeping immigration crackdown. Dugan was taken into custody by the FBI on Friday morning on the courthouse grounds. She appeared briefly in federal court in Milwaukee before being released. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Latest Rasmussen reports, National Telephone and Online Survey finds 50% of likely U.S. voters trust Republicans to handle the immigration matters. 39% trust the Democrats. 11% are undecided. Trump administration rescinding policies the Biden administration had adopted that made it nearly impossible for federal investigators to subpoena journalists and often put their phone and email records beyond reach. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said the prior policies were abused, allowing officials to engage with impunity in politically charged leaks to media allies. Bondi wrote in a four-page memo sent to all DOJ staff on Friday, quote, "The Justice Department will not tolerate unauthorized disclosures that undermine President Trump's policies, victimize government agencies, and cause harm to the American people." Bondi's memo retreats from what she calls, quote, "overly broad policies" Attorney General Merrick Garland issued in 2021, following disclosures that prosecutors pursuing leak probes obtained phone records of Washington Post reporters and phone records and email logs for New York Times journalists. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And this is SRN News. More people believe there is life after death.
Most religious Americans agree that the spirit will continue on after life on this earth is over. But what's remarkable about the latest data is the number of non-religious people who agree. According to an analysis made by Professor Ryan Burge of Eastern Illinois University, 50% of people who say they are followers of no particular religion believe in some kind of an afterlife. Christian leaders say this is further proof that non-believers might be open to the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge partially blocking the Trump administration from enacting a policy that bans the use of the X marker used by so-called non-binary people on passports, as well as changing of gender markers. District Judge Julia Kobach, who was appointed by Joe Biden, sided with the ACLU's notion for a preliminary injunction. This is SRN News. Well, Google kicking off the year with robust growth despite some serious legal, competitive, and economic reports and challenges.
Google's profits surged 50% in this year's opening quarter, even though its internet empire does business in an economy that's been roiled by a global trade war. The numbers released by Google's parent Alphabet indicate the company is rising to the challenge so far, but investors are likely to remain concerned about the turbulent times ahead. Alphabet's earnings and revenue growth came in stronger than analysts were expecting. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Former South Korean President Moon Jae-in is calling his bribery indictment unjust and accusing prosecutors of abusing their power in what he calls a politically motivated investigation. Prosecutors say the indictment involves a number of different allegations. More details at srnnews.com.